President.
See if you can get Bundy to come up here on that phone.
Coming right on.
Hello.
Tom?
Yes, sir.
I see this proposed statement, and I don't agree with it. I think it's ambiguous as hell, and I wouldn't issue it. And I hate to say so. First, I don't want to ever say that our government agreed to these two paragraphs, because I don't believe that to be the case. And I think that we submitted it to them, and I think that they submitted stuff back to us, and we submitted text to go along with it, and they corrected it. They took international out, and they put international back in, and we all decided we might make an announcement, and then they said no, they couldn't. And to me, there's no agreement while all that's happening. And the next thing I knew, you told me, according to my memory, that we wanted to force Panama. That is the reason you was having a press conference, to force them to agree. And I said that's no way to treat them. And then you, when we wouldn't agree, then they did agree.
Details. I didn't intend to do that. What?
This does. This gets into a lot of details, and it's very...
Well, do you want to just issue no statement, or shall we try to change this in the way you want it, or what do you want to do about it?
What I said last night, I'd say the United States is, the hour after we heard it, and as of this moment, is anxious to resume negotiations and discuss any problem between the two countries. That's been our position all along and still is, and we're unanimous on that and always have been.
We ought to try to clarify what went on.
I don't think it does any good. I think it's some of our own people are telling it to only four people in that meeting.
Well, the only thing that bothered me in there, I don't want to be that bad person, I want it to bother me that Ed Rusk and me not supporting her policy.
Well, I think that they are sleeping with the women that that are tied in with the ambassadors, and we're in a whole filthy hog pen. And I think they just made boobs out of us ever since it started. That's my judgment. I think they'll continue to, as long as we got papers that are more for Panama than they are for us, and as long as we got traitors that talk, because...
Well, if you forget about these two papers, though, the rest of the country, I think, might... I thought this was rather a strong statement. Always, this is a central issue. There's always been an agreement on this basic issue that we're not going to agree to precondition. We're agreement that all agreement on the fact that there was no meeting of the mind. Those are the two main points in here.
What I would say is that we told President Cherry the morning after the demonstration that we were anxious to resume the relations and to review any problems that existed between the two countries. That we have been unanimous on that, still are, and we are anxious to resume relations and talk to them now, and there never has been a meeting of the minds, and we're all in agreement that there is not. And regardless of these leaks and these pressures and the campaign to force us to do something, we're just not going to do it, except after there's a complete understanding. I wouldn't go in and say we've had a complete agreement on this, because I never have agreed to it.
Well, we can, we can certainly take out that paragraph on page...
I just rewrite it. I'd say that President Johnson told President Cherry at 10:30 on the morning of whatever it was that he was anxious to resume relations and to review all problems that existed between the two countries. Everyone in the United States government's unanimous on this point, was then, is now, and ready, willing, and eager to resume relations and talk about it at any time, period.
All right. We'll put it out that way. I think we'll have the State Department press folks say it.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. I wonder if...
Have we told them that yet?
...making any statement, do you think, at this time?
I wouldn't care. I don't care about... Wait a minute, I'll ask Mac Bundy.
You think you ought to make any statement about it? I don't think that's it. I think you ought to... All my own
prove it, he didn't say what.
Are you under any pressure to make any statement?
No, I'm just under pressure to protect you, Mr. President.
No, he said he's under no pressure. Why don't you make a statement to, have we made this statement to the OAS and to Panama yet?
Yes, I met with them this morning and gave them the formula that you told me. We're ready to discuss all the problems that exist. Hope they can get on with it. And the Mexican thought that that would be difficult for Panama. I said, well, why don't Panama just resume relations without any agreement? Just to start discussing. And he said he was going to sound out everything.
Well, I'd tell them that I had done that.
The ball's back in their court.
All right, I would just tell the press officer to say that you told him this morning that you were ready to, as we had been all along, resume relations and review all problems. Review all problems that between the two nations. And it's back in their court, wherever they want.
I think that would make more...
Yeah, I wouldn't be denying or explaining. They say, is it true there's any difference? I'd say we're unanimous on position and we want to resume relations and we're willing to review all problems. There's absolutely no difference.
All right, and we so informed the representative of the committee this morning.
Okay, I would start off, I'd peg that to story. I'd say the United States desires to announce that it informed the OAS this morning that it, as it had from the very first day, it was anxious to resume relations and anxious to review any problems that existed.
And we're all unanimous on this.
Yeah, that's right. Wait a minute, see.
This is meaning we're not unanimous on the other. We don't get the story.
Well, I'd say we're unanimous on everything.
All right, unanimous on everything. I think that's better.
Now, here's Bundy may want to say something to
you.
Tom? I just don't think it helps us to get into the question of last week's language and discussion, because the real point is that we reached a decision, a U.S. government decision, that whatever that we'd been through that week, we didn't have a meeting of minds, and the evidence of Monday suggests very clearly that that was sound judgment. We ought to leave it at that and not get drawn into where we were last week, go right back to this basic position and go on from there.
Well, I was just worried about these stories about...
Well, I don't believe that spelling, I've just looked at your memo of 10:20 a.m., and I think if we go back into the question of what we thought about those two paragraphs, we accentuate the problem rather than getting rid of it. That was a proposal which they didn't accept. They stood us up on it and so forth, but to spell it all the way through, when they did it, by the time they accepted it, they knew that we said there wasn't a meeting of the minds. This is all a mishmash which proves that there hasn't been a meeting of the minds, and we better go back to a quite simple position. Let's resume relations and talk about our problems.
Okay.
That's the way it looks to me, and that we all do that, and that we announce it, and we stick with it, and resist these fellows who want to write instant history on our private discussions.
Yeah, I think it's really dreadful.
Just awful. I'm also troubled about that Schultz piece, but that's another subject. So.
Well, I'm going to do something on that.
I assumed you would be going
to. Yeah, we're going to do something on that. We're going to say that this is also very distorted.
I have no doubt of it. the time Schultz writes a straight story will be the news.
I talked both to Greening and to Morris this morning, and they're not very bad.
Good. Well, I guess that's just a moment.
Anything else?
Do we have some ambassador Reagan's talking to Schultz, or do we have enough departmental people in there doing it?
I think a lot of this, I think this came from probably from somebody in the aid side department, but I can't be sure. We had a big group. You don't get, you don't talk about these things, and you don't have any coordination with your own function. You just talk, then they distort.
I hope you let him know that before he makes speech.
I've already called him. I've already called him, and he said he does believe that. Called Greening, too. They're both not worried about it. But problem, which is a very complex problem. And this suggests the throat cutting jar with other words slightly distorted.
Okay, my friend.
Okay. Bye.